I'm going to share a story. I'm going to do it right in front of the confirmation class, all right? I've had such a great time working with them since last September. But this is a story about a wedding. They went to the groom and the bride. Of course, want to get married, and they go meet with the minister, and they practice on what they're going to say in front of the minister. But this groom was really, really nervous, even when he was visiting with the minister ahead of time. And then when it came time for the actual wedding, he was even more nervous. And so the pastor took him aside and just said, "Don't worry, all you have to do is say, 'I do,' at the right moment." Okay. Well, the groom was still very nervous, but he kept saying to himself, "I do, I do, I do, I do, I do, I do," over and over and over, saying himself over and over. Well, it came time to the ceremony, and it was a church like this one, and the groom came up to the front, and the bride came up to the front, and the minister started the service, and the groom is going, "I do, I do, I do, I do." He was not going to mess this up. He was saying "I do" so much, he was paying no attention to what the pastor was actually saying at the beginning of the service. I don't know how many weddings you've been there, but there's sometimes in some services where the minister says something like this, and this is what this minister says, "Does anyone here know any reason why this couple shouldn't be married?" And then he paused because everyone's supposed to be real quiet during that, and then the minister's supposed to go on. But the groom is saying to himself, "I do, I do." And then he noticed the silence. And he looked around, and nobody was saying anything. So he said to himself, he goes, I think I'm supposed to talk. So he shouts out, "I do!" Thankfully for him, he promptly fainted. I share this story to remind these young people that the questions are important as well as the answers. In a moment, you all are going to come up here and you're going to answer questions, the questions of membership in the church. The first question I'll ask is, who is your Lord and Savior? Second one is, do you trust in Him? It says, will you obey His word, show His love, and do His word? And you will say, answer that one. And then finally it says, will you be a faithful member of this congregation, and will you seek the fellowship of the church wherever you may be? And those are the questions that we'll ask you. And you already know the answers, right? Who is my Lord and Savior? You'll answer, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And do you trust in Him? And you'll say, I do. And when I say, do you intend to be His disciple, to obey His word, and to show His love? You'll say, I do. And will you be a faithful member of this congregation? Will you seek the fellowship of the church wherever you may be? You'll say, there he goes. That's coming up in a minute. He's ready. These are the questions that every member of this church has answered. That's right, when they join. These are the questions that Presbyterians answer when they join the church, and you're going to answer them. And we've been exploring what it means to answer those questions. But as I reflected upon that, these are just the first questions you answer. These questions are necessary to join the church, but they're not really sufficient to join the church. In our Bible story this morning that Dorothy read, we learned that this is after Easter. This is the resurrected Jesus. And Peter and the other disciples are on the beach, and they're sharing a meal together. And Jesus appears to them and says to Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter says, "Well, of course I love you. Feed my sheep." And Peter, I think, probably thought that was the end of it. But then Jesus asked the question again. He asked the question again, and Peter, getting a little annoyed now, maybe, says, "Well, you know that I love you." And Jesus asked the question a third time. And Peter, of course, says, "You know that I love you, Lord." Now, Peter probably thought that Jesus was just asking these questions to annoy him, maybe to try to trip him up in some way. But I think Jesus was asking these questions because he was reminding Peter that is a question that we answer all our lives, isn't it? It's a question we answer all our lives. Jesus is constantly asking us, "Do you love me?" And we are constantly having to answer, "Yes, Lord, we love you." Of course, the questions don't come in the form of, "Do you love me?" or, you know, "Who is my Lord and Savior?" or "Do you trust in him?" They come in a different form every day, don't they? You see, the questions that you will encounter in life are really the questions, "Do you love me?" When someone you know asks you to do something you know is wrong, that's really Jesus asking, "Do you love me?" And you know what the right decision is. When someone offers you a chance to cheat on an exam or take shortcuts at work, that's really Jesus asking, "Do you love me? Do you trust me? Will you be my disciple, obey my word, and show my love?" Those are the questions that you answer in life that come after the questions that I ask you this morning. You see, while we want you to answer those questions correctly this morning, the questions I worry about are the questions you're going to get tomorrow, the next questions you're going to get. The questions when you have to make a decision about what's right or wrong, what's good or bad, what's helpful or not helpful, those are the questions that'll come next, and those are the ones that we want you to answer. Who is my Lord and Savior? Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I'm not going to do these things that we know are wrong. And that's what this is about. Do you intend to be his disciple? You have started that process, but it is not ending with this confirmation. It is continuing. Everyone here is still working on being a better disciple of Jesus. And you all are already excellent disciples, so climb that mountain even higher. So wonderful. Who is your Lord and Savior? Do you trust in him? Do you intend to be his disciple, to obey his word and show his love? And will you be a faithful member of this congregation? These are the questions you'll answer today. But it's all in preparation to answer those questions that will come next. Amen.